creative minds are sometimes referred to as artists in a layman's language. However, art has various branches of creative activities that professionals refer to as painting, music, literature, and dance. Now, this morning, we're glad to feature one of the gifted South Sudanese artists here with us in the studio. Her name is Abul Oyai, and she joins me right about now in the studio to talk about, you know, her art, and there will be also an upcoming art exhibition. Abul, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sivit. Thank you for having me.
Great. Let me just begin from your expert point of view, of course. What form of art do you do?
I do visual art. I'm a painter. Mm-hmm. I also write sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so take us through the journey of your chosen path. How is it like being an artist in that specific branch of art as a South Sudanese?
It's been a very long journey, and I'm sure we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. It started, you know, it's something inborn, but also something that I've taught myself. And over time, I've been encouraged to do that by family, friends, and my father especially. Art as a South Sudanese, it's, you know, now that one is a big journey and struggle as well. And I feel like I've come a long way. I mean, you know, our culture, if you go to Juba University today, you'll find in the art department, especially visual art, this is something that has been culturally looked at as a man's world, a man's mm-hmm. thing. So you'll find, mm-hmm. I remember in 2018, I went there to visit my colleagues, and at the time, there was only one student taking visual art as a course.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a time we were having conversation with them, and they were like, oh, that one lady even dropped up. she dropped the class. So it's something that if you go to universities, it's only the boys or the men mm-hmm. taking it as a course, and the women are not encouraged to. I think they expect it to be something as nurses and all that. And I don't know why, because this is only in South Sudan, but if you look at the case of Sudan, mm-hmm. there are so many Sudanese artists. And even before the separation, there were many Sudanese female artists. I've gone mm-hmm. to some of the exhibitions in London, like big galleries and museums. And I was wondering why the southern part, you mm-hmm. know, why the women were not doing this or mm-hmm. not encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, right now, I feel like it's a heavyweight in a way that I go to places and people are like, oh, we're very proud of what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
but also, you know, why are there no women, young women that are doing art, you know? So I feel mm-hmm. like it's almost like a way heavyweight, like, hey, you know, I've taken it upon myself now mm-hmm. to like push for young South Sudanese women, or even the older one that are mm-hmm. already talented too.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes, and are you doing that? Are you pushing for more South Sudanese women into the industry? Are you trying to help them on, you know, what they're doing right now?
I am, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we started the Baobab Gallery, all the artists I worked with were the male artists, but now I can proudly say, you know, we have Sarah, Brenda, and, you know,
Female artists coming in.
Up, yeah.
Yes, that's great to know. Now, tell us true about, you know, some of your greatest achievements so far in this industry. Let's hear that.
Ooh. I'm a very humble artist, so I don't like to fly so high. But some of my greatest achievements, I would say,
in other words, what kind of paintings do you, you know, normally do?
My achievements, I did the Omo series in 2016,
mm-hmm.
and I went to the Kachipo people with the
mm-hmm.
big plates.
Yes, yes.
So I was very intrigued with the culture, and I decided to go to the region and that side of Gambela, mm-hmm. and because my mom is from Gambela, we went from Addis all the way to the Kachipo, because it's easier to go on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed with them for 10-15 days, and I was able to live the way they live, eat the way they live. So it's more of art anthropology, and mm-hmm. because they do the face paintings and all that, I was able to sketch and give them the canvas to paint the way mm-hmm. you know they do mm-hmm. on their faces. But also one thing that the irony of it is the Suri people, they're a tribe of nine clans, or mm-hmm. an ethnic group of nine clans, and the five are in South Sudan, the majority mm-hmm. are in South Sudan, and then you have like the three, four clans in Ethiopia or at the border region. Mm-hmm. But worldwide, they are known as Ethiopians, but mm-hmm. these are South Sudanese, and if you look at the old tourism industry in Ethiopia, it's they're advertising them, they're marketing on these people, mm-hmm. but reality is these are South Sudanese people. And even for me to go that side, I had to go fly to Addis, mm-hmm. go to Gambela, you know, and go all the way because it's safer on the other side than me going from here, then Kapoita and all the way. So that I would call that my biggest achievement because mm-hmm. the works were really good. They were done by these women and young mm-hmm. people. And then we had an exhibition in New York and D.C. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, for me it was like, you know, mm-hmm. a dream. But I mean, and then of course, working with Anna Taban, or you know, being a co-member of Anna, founder of Anna Taban, is one of the greatest and very, I mean, something I will always look back to and appreciate as one of the achievements that I've done from the table to mm-hmm. all the way what Anna Taban is today. So, what else? And of course, starting, you know, moving back to South Sudan and starting the Baobab Gallery House. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds good. Let's talk about the upcoming art exhibition. Tell us about it. When is this and where?
So, it's tomorrow, actually. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tomorrow and Sunday, so Saturday and Sunday. But of course, the work continues to whenever it is that mm-hmm. you come to the Baobab, the pieces will be there. Sometimes when I do exhibitions, there's some exhibitions that are for sale, some are not. So mm-hmm. these ones, some of them will be for sale. So it's entitled Darkness to Light. Mm-hmm. And Darkness to Light, for me, it's so the last, I don't know why I'm getting emotional saying this, but the last 1 year for me has been, you know, very, interesting. I would say interesting because it could mean anything. Mm-hmm. So Darkness to Light. About 4 years ago, I went for a retreat. Mm-hmm. You know, they call it Bifashana. And it's a 10-day retreat. So you go, they take your phone, everything. It's a free course. Mm-hmm. 10 days, you have no phone, no pencil, like totally out of touch with everything. Mm-hmm. And I did it in Nairobi. We're in a very beautiful place in Karen. Mm-hmm. And so what you do is just meditate. You literally go, you know, when a man is born or when a child is born, you're born pure, mm-hmm. you know, with all that. And then you come to the world and you're taking in all these energies. So what the 10 days does is give you that room to be, you know, like,
try to be pure.
Exactly, mm-hmm. try to be. So there was no alcohol, which was good. No meat. I mm-hmm. love meat. So we just ate vegetables, fruit, like just living healthy. I don't know. I've never been that healthy mm-hmm. until those 10 days. But, and then you don't speak to anyone. So I remember I shared a room with somebody and I couldn't
talk
to them, you mm-hmm. know. I know she wakes up earlier than I do, so she goes to shower, goes for meditation, I go for shower, so things like that. And that brings so much, you know, I mean, through the meditation I was able to, like, of course, think of a lot of things that could have happened and I forgot about, things that I, envision, I dreamt of, who I wanted to be, you know, and basically come to time with myself, but also just be able to let go, you know, and mm-hmm. And then of course at that time so through the meditation we're always given the lessons and the teaching of Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about it, it teaches you life in general, you know, the suffering of how we can't compare, you know, our suffering with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today I don't know what you see with William is going through.
Indeed.
You know, I might be crying over something and you're like, really?
Yeah.
But then to me it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, or maybe you're going through something and I'm thinking, you know, what's wrong with this man? Yet, mm-hmm. you know, so we can't compare ourselves. But the reason I called it darkness to light, it's you know how just lighting a candle in a dark room could, you know, defy or define, like, you know, everything. And and like I said, for the last, I'm saying specifically 1 year, but you mm-hmm. know, it's been like over time, I've been going through my own. Mm-hmm. And then starting the Baobab, everybody comes in with their energy. And so it's been, when I started it, it's an art space, you know. I like to create, I like to be around people, I like to cook, and everybody comes and eat.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think a lot of time people have made it a space where they come and find their peace,
mm-hmm.
and they come and share. But then also, it's everybody's energy that I'm taking in.
Great.
And when it, you know, when it comes to time for a bull to break down, then
mm-hmm.
hey, you can't break down, you know, you're that person.
You have all these people
exactly.
around you. All right, Sabul, that's the time we have. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Just before I let you go,
yeah.
your final remarks or message out there about tomorrow's exhibition.
So tomorrow's exhibition starts at 11 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Come, we're going to have a discussion about mental health, which again, and I don't know, in the context of Junubin, I feel like everybody talks mental health, but it could be a well-being as well, you
mm-hmm.
know. You might, it's a freedom to decide, it's a freedom to be who you are, think, and discover yourself. So darkness to light is me thinking, you know, I've created my light
mm-hmm.
in this darkness. So
Abul, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We wish you all the best for tomorrow's exhibition, of course. Keep
thank
it up.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Sivin.